Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A new year brings new developments, and one of the most significant ones is Bulgaria joining the Eurozone, becoming its 21st member, a move that has significant implications for European integration and global monetary arrangements. First, let's delve into the details of Bulgaria's Eurozone membership. Bulgaria adopted the euro as its official currency effective 1st January 2026, replacing the Bulgarian lev with a fixed conversion rate of 1 euro is equal to 1.95583 BGN. This marks a significant milestone for Bulgaria, which has been an EU member since 2007 but took 19 years to qualify for Eurozone membership, requiring participation in the exchange rate mechanism too and meeting the convergence criteria. It's worth noting that Croatia was the 20th member to join the Eurozone in January 2023. What makes this significant is that Bulgaria's membership expands the Eurozone, promoting regional economic integration. The Eurozone membership criteria, including low inflation, low budget deficit, low public debt, exchange rate stability, and low long-term interest rates, are crucial for maintaining economic stability within the Eurozone. This development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS2 international relations, where you need to understand the implications of Eurozone expansion on global monetary arrangements. Now, let's turn to another significant development in the field of defense. The DRDO conducted a salvo launch of two Pralay ballistic missiles simultaneously at the Integrated Test Range in Chandipur, Odisha. The Pralay missile is a surface-to-surface, conventionally armed ballistic missile with a range of 150 to 500 kilometers and a payload of 500 to 1000 kilograms. What's notable about this missile is its quasi-ballistic trajectory, maneuverable re-entry vehicle, and GPS plus Navaisi guidance, which enables it to defeat anti-ballistic missile systems. The salvo launch demonstrates India's capability to launch multiple missiles simultaneously, which is operationally critical for saturation strikes. Remember this number, the Pralay missile has a range of 150 to 500 kilometers, covering significant areas of Pakistan and China. This development is crucial for your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS3 security, where you need to understand India's ballistic missile program and its implications for national security. Moving on to the field of education and skill development, President Draupadi Murmu launched the Skilling for AI Readiness, or SOAR, initiative on 1st January 2026. The SOAR initiative aims to integrate AI learning into school education and vocational training, preparing India's workforce for the AI economy. A budget of 500 crore rupees has been allocated for a Center of Excellence in AI for Education. This initiative is significant as it addresses the need for AI skilling in India and has implications for the country's demographic dividend and digital skilling. Note this carefully. The SOAR initiative is part of the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship's efforts to promote AI education in India. This development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS3 Science and Technology, where you need to understand the implications of AI education on India's workforce and economy. Now, let's look at the latest developments in the economy. The Ministry of Finance kept small savings scheme interest rates unchanged for the 8th consecutive quarter. The key rates remain the same, with the Public Provident Fund at 7.1%, the National Savings Certificate at 7.7%, and the Senior Citizens Savings Scheme at 8.2%. This decision is significant, as it provides stability and predictability for long-term investors and promotes household savings. What does this mean for the economy? The small savings scheme interest rates are linked to G-Sec yields, and the government has kept them stable to promote household savings and provide predictability for long-term investors. This development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS3 economy, where you need to understand the implications of small savings schemes on government borrowing and financial inclusion. In other news, the Sagarmala Finance Corporation Limited, or SMFCL, commenced lending operations as India's first maritime-focused NBFC. The SMFCL has sanctioned loans worth 4,300 crore rupees with a total approved borrowing limit of 25,000 crore rupees. This development is significant as it provides dedicated institutional financing for maritime infrastructure, including ports, shipbuilding, and dredging. Remember this number, the SMFCL has a total approved borrowing limit of 25,000 crore rupees. This development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS3 economy, where you need to understand the implications of maritime infrastructure financing on India's shipping sector. Now, let's look at the latest developments in the field of social welfare. The Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana, or PMMVY, completed 9 years since its launch on 1st January 2017. The PMMVY provides a benefit of 5,000 rupees for the first child and 6,000 rupees for the second girl child, with a funding ratio of 60-40 between the center and the states. This scheme is significant as it provides partial wage compensation for pregnant and lactating mothers and incentivizes institutional delivery and vaccination. Note this carefully, the PMMVY has a funding ratio of 60-40 between the center and the states. This development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS2 social issues, where you need to understand the implications of maternity benefit legislation on maternal health indicators. In other news, the Ministry of Finance notified a new tax structure for SIN goods, effective 1st February 2026. The new tax structure includes a GST rate of 40% for pan masala, cigarettes, and tobacco products, and 18% for bidis. This development is significant as it replaces the GST compensation cess and formalizes higher SIN goods taxation. What does this mean for public health? The new tax structure is expected to deter the consumption of SIN goods and promote public health. This development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS3 economy, where you need to understand the implications of SIN taxes on public health and revenue. Now, let's look at the latest developments in the field of governance. Assam constituted India's first 8th State Pay Commission, which is significant as it marks a measure of governance continuity and regular revision of government employee pay scales. The State Pay Commission is constituted periodically to recommend salaries for state government employees parallel to the Central Pay Commissions at the union level. Remember this number. Assam is the first state to constitute its 8th State Pay Commission. This development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS2 polity, where you need to understand the implications of state pay commissions on federalism and service rules. In other news, the DRDO developed the Close Quarter Battle, or CQB, carbine, a compact assault weapon for close-range combat. The CQB carbine is designed for counter-terrorism operations, special forces, and confined space combat, and is significant as it fills the gap between a full rifle and a pistol. Note this carefully, the CQB carbine is designed for close-range combat and is a critical weapon for CRPF, NSG, and para-SF operations. This development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS3 security, where you need to understand the implications of small arms programs on national security. Now, let's look at the latest developments in the field of biodiversity. The Sirkir Malkoha, a rare bird species, was sighted in Uttarakhand, which is significant as it indicates a potential range expansion or climate-driven habitat shift. What does this mean for conservation efforts? The sighting of the Sirkir Malkoha in Uttarakhand highlights the need for conservation efforts to protect rare and endangered species. This development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS3 biodiversity, where you need to understand the implications of bird range shifts on climate change and conservation. In other news, the Union MoES Dr. Chandra Shekhar Pemmasani launched the Land Stack Portal under the Digital India Land Records Modernization Programme, or DILMP. The Land Stack Portal is an integrated GIS-based digital system linking cadastral maps with ownership records and is significant as it reduces land disputes and enables transparent agricultural credit. Remember this number, the Land Stack Portal is being pilot tested in Chandigarh and Tamil Nadu. This development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS2 governance, where you need to understand the implications of land records modernization on digital land governance and property rights. Now, let's look at the latest developments in the field of infrastructure. The Cabinet approved the Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot Greenfield Corridor, a 374-kilometer, 6-lane access-controlled highway, which is significant as it improves industrial connectivity between Maharashtra's hinterland and Andhra Pradesh's port cities. What does this mean for regional development? The Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot Greenfield Corridor is expected to boost agri-value chains and industry in underdeveloped regions, promoting regional development. This development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS3 economy, where you need to understand the implications of highway financing models on regional connectivity and infrastructure development. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Pralay missile has a range of 150 to 500 kilometers and a payload of 500 to 1000 kilograms. The SOAR initiative aims to integrate AI learning into school education and vocational training. The small savings scheme interest rates remain unchanged for the 8th consecutive quarter. The SMFCL has a total approved borrowing limit of 25,000 crore rupees. The PMMVY has a funding ratio of 60-40 between the center and the states. The new tax structure for SIN goods includes a GST rate of 40% for pan masala, cigarettes, and tobacco products, and 18% for bidis. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These developments are significant as they have implications for various aspects of India's economy, polity, and society. Understanding these developments is crucial for your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS2 and GS3. In conclusion, these developments highlight the significance of European integration, India's defense capabilities, AI education, small savings schemes, maritime infrastructure financing, social welfare, SIN taxes, governance, biodiversity, land records modernization, and infrastructure development. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember to stay updated on these developments and their implications for India's economy, polity, and society.